Do you want to just move straight into legislative
updates? Yes, I do. Patrick, you want to come forward and give us our update, please? Patrick's been busy.
Welcome,
I haven't
Patrick.
Seen much of him, but...
As an Annapolis.
I haven't seen you
guys.
No,
he's
in
Annapolis.
Right.
I get texts all the time.
How many days left?
Not including including today, 20. Yesterday, we were in the home stretch. Yesterday was crossover, so we have 3 weeks exactly left, so it's been great.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it. And it's
Keep
amazing
it
what's happened in the last 3 weeks since we all met.
It's very true.
So leading up to yesterday, it's kind of the last week is definitely a big push in the session, because if bills don't make it out of one chamber by yesterday, really today, they will not... They're not guaranteed a hearing date in the opposite chamber. So to provide an update on a couple of things, one, House Bill 643, which was the bill to reclassify positions within the agency to make them a part of a collective bargaining unit, has passed out of the House and is in the Senate. It does not have a hearing date. It has been amended to make the bill only for new hire employees. So it would not take existing employees and convert them into being under a collective bargaining unit. The next thing I want to talk about is the Kerwin bill, which is House Bill 1415.
Just going back to that mm-hmm. for a second. We sent a letter in opposition in the other chamber. It passed nonetheless. It does not have a hearing in this chamber.
So it was cross-filed in the two houses. So we did, we submitted letters for both.
Great.
And the House version moved and is now in the Senate, but
okay.
does not have a hearing date. The Senate bill has not moved.
Okay. Is there any, do we read something into that it doesn't have a hearing date yet?
No, just because it's been pretty quick. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but it moved out of the House either Friday or yesterday. So, I mean, it's still very early in the process. It'll likely have a hearing date in the next few days.
And we were opposed. So
Correct.
Is there anything else we ought to do at this point?
I think that I would be interested to hear feedback from the board to understand the impact of the amendment, and that could direct how we would... how you may want to respond to that bill now being in the... Because it's been an amended bill. I don't know if the board would want to respond differently.
It seems to me that the fundamental problem is still there. It's just a smaller initial number of people to whom it is subject. Would that be right?
Yeah, we agree.
Less bad, but not good.
Yeah.
Right. So in the long term, has the same effect. It'd just be a little bit delayed. I mean,
right.
If it's helpful for us to do an amended letter or an addendum to the letter saying exactly that, we can.
Yeah, we'll look to update, and then we can send it to you to get your feedback
okay.
in.
Okay. With everyone's permission, I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk about the Kerwin bill, House Bill 1415. That is the bill that is a result of the Kerwin Commission. That has moved out of the House and is now in the Senate. Again, that does not have a hearing date yet. I believe that this is just an operation of the functioning of the legislature, that the House version of the bill is moving versus the Senate version. It was cross-filed on both sides. The Senate, while the House bill was going through its process, the Senate was dealing with the budget, so that's why I think, because the Senate was the first to do the budget, so that's why this one is moving. That's the vehicle that it'll move in. Not saying that the Senate won't also kind of come out at the same time. They'll likely be amended to be the same version of the bill. There were some amendments to the bill, but the core structure and areas of focus as part of the House bill and as it was originally introduced have not changed. A bill that was a result of the Knott Commission, which is about school construction, has also been introduced. There's been a work group created between the House and the Senate, and they are still meeting to hash out how that bill will move forward, specifically about school construction. That hasn't moved yet. I'm not sure what's going to exactly happen with that, but we'll be tracking that. And then the other thing that I want to talk about, which is there were last week there were a number of bills that were introduced. I'm looking for a piece of paper, my little cheat sheet, regarding school safety. And the Senate put forth a package of bills that deal with this manner and or deal with this subject. And the Senate or the governor also put in a number of pieces of legislation about this subject. So there are about five kind of core subject areas that all of these bills deal with. One is about armed resource officers. One is about threat assessment teams. A third is school emergency plans and drills. The fourth is the physical school facilities and structures. And then finally, it's mental health counselors. So there are six different bills that deal with this concisely. The Senate put forth a package of four. And so they're dealing with very different things, but are all kind of packaged together. I don't know what the format they're going to, exactly they're going to look like, but I do believe something will happen. It's just going to be what their, how it moves forward is going to be the question.
Patrick, I have a question. I am going to be testifying for the governor's safety bill on Thursday.
Okay.
Could you just explain to the board so that they know what I'm there talking about, the components of that particular bill?
Yeah. So this is House Bill 1815, which is the governor's School Safes Act. So that would provide $125 million in school safety capital grants in FY 2020. And then it would provide a $50 million annually starting in FY 2020 for the school safety fund, which, let me pull up the bill real quick. Normally, I have all these things off the top of my head. I thought I had it. I apologize. Give me just 1 second.
I just want to make sure the board's comfortable with all the components of that. And that was what we had announced at the press release about a week and a half ago, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. Time has gone by so quickly.
What was the number, 18?
1815.
Okay. Is that the bill that was voted unfavorably yesterday?
Sorry. It's House Bill 1816. I don't believe. No, it... It hasn't had a hearing yet, so
okay.
I don't know if the, let me look to see if the cross file was.
So the hearing is tomorrow. I mean, Thursday.
It's Thursday,
one.
Right. And.
But that was the, getting the money from the locks box. It was providing the public school construction funds to do safety fixes, whether you decide to take an open space school and make it, you know, self-contained, whether you put panic buttons in, whether you put the vestibules in. That will be for up to the school systems to bring to the IAC. It also had additional staff for the school safety center because, as you know, we only have Ed, Dino, and their trucks. One truck, so it does increase their availability to do trainings across the state, and it also provides for an additional. It just all came back to me.
Sorry, I got a lot floating around in there.
It also provides for an additional analyst for that department to look at school safety issues and provide some analysis for school systems to look at prevention. And there also is a additional fund for more trainings for the state. And some, just like we were going to have on Thursday. So I'll be testifying on Thursday. I'm pretty sure the board's okay with all of those avenues, but I probably should ask. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right,
thank
super.
You.
Yeah, and sorry, just to recap to one other comment is that as part of this bill, it creates a one-time capital infusion, but then it creates ongoing operating money to provide from the lockbox to provide for ongoing safety analysis, improvement, and updating. So.
So hopefully some form of these, you know, it'd be nice if that bill passes, but hopefully something will pass that gives us in the Maryland Center for School Safety some additional resources and some additional facility resources around the state.
Okay. Good. Anything else?
That's all I have. I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm sure there's a couple, so.
I guess I have some general questions about which bills we sort of decide to follow and discuss here and which ones we don't. Mm-hmm. And there are a few here that I know that I'm especially interested in as a Board of Education member, particularly Bill Marks. I should have stayed on that page. I believe it's the Maryland Cares for Kids Nutrition.
Uh-huh.
Program, do you know? Here it is. Oh, do you know which number that is off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top of my head, but the Maryland Cares for Children's Act, which was sponsored, I believe it's the one that's sponsored by Delegate Hickson, that would have provided state resources for.
Oh, here it is.
The
HB 315.
Right.
Right. Yeah,
so it provides funding for to cover the cost of a reduced lunch for students. So that bill recently passed on Friday. It was voted out of the House. I don't know exactly where it is right now. If it's officially crossed over, probably has. Okay. But the plan was for the funding because they weren't sure what was going to happen, how much money that was available for funding. So the way that the funding is being structured is that they're doing 10 cents a year for both breakfast and lunch. Mm-hmm. So breakfast will be paid for over 3 years and lunch will be paid for over 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, because I know some advocates who work in this area and have worked very hard on this over the last couple of years because it hasn't passed before. This isn't the first time it's come up.
Right.
Which seems to really impact the learning abilities of these kids because they're not getting enough to eat. So, okay.
Yep.
Mr. Smith?
I had a couple questions on some of the bills, but my first question was whether you were familiar with the bill. It got a lot of attention on social media. It was a bill that the governor said didn't pass the state Senate, and I think it failed by maybe 29 votes. And I'm not sure what that was about, but I remember it being about school safety, and it was the same day as the national, or maybe the day after the national walkout, if that rings any bell.
I am not sure.
Okay.
I can do some research and then get back to you, but I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
Because it's not typical for bills to die on the floor. Mm-hmm. They'll usually not be voted out of committee if they know that it won't. But that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not sure. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's all right.
That did happen. That's the same one I was asking you about originally, whether this had been voted unfavorably out of committee just in the last day or so. I've seen that as well.
Okay, and then my other question was about a bill that was talking about handguns. Maybe I'll flip past it.
Yeah, that's
what
I was
going to ask. Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's HB 760.
Not so. Yeah, that's the bill that I was going to ask about.
Yeah.
That is a bill. but it has not made it out of committee, and I do not.
And tell me
there's no possibility of this.
I have been doing this long enough to never make absolutes,
okay.
Especially in Annapolis, but I do not think that it I would.
And if so, the governor's already come out very strongly that he does not support that. So,
yes, I was across America don't support that.
I was at that day, they call Gun Day, where they had the hearings on that. And I believe that the final numbers were 844 people testifying against and about 20 testifying.
Yeah, they were there till about 1 o'clock in the morning, I heard.
Oh, wow.
It was like 1:15, 1:14 in the morning, and there were the same 40 people signed up on every bill. So it was a I watched part of it. I talked to some of my colleagues who were there testifying on that bill, testifying against it, and it went in late into the night. And but I never say that anything is absolute in Annapolis, but I really don't have a good feeling about this bill moving anywhere at all.
And then one more question from me on a bill, and this House Bill 228, and it says child care centers definition of child care. Okay. There was a, I guess the last sentence where it says MSDE would then no longer have regulatory authority to conduct criminal background checks mm-hmm. or child protective services clearance. Could you just provide a little bit of context for like what this bill is about? Because that sentence just...
Yeah, it's a, I apologize. Sometimes it's a little, they have to be a little wonky. This is... The bill, what the bill would do is it would alter the definition of a child care facility. So, and what it would do is it would allow specifically like sports programs that would provide that parents can drop off students to that facility, and then the facility will take the child to school, pick them up from school afterwards, and have them there. And either before or after, there may be a structured class, athletic class. That is only an hour or so of the day, and the student outside of that time is not really their parent isn't there. The facility is again picking up and dropping off, and you know is acting like a child care facility because the child may be there for throughout the whole day, 4, 5, 6 hours between the morning and the afternoon, but is not, and there is a limited athletic activity. And then this would allow, currently they are considered like a daycare facility because they are responsible for the child. Sometimes the students have, or the children have snacks and or doing homework, and the facility is providing transportation to and from school. And this would alter the definition to make those places not subject to the rules and regulations of a child care facility.
Which, in our opinion, is not good.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask. So I was going to say, so they wouldn't?
So
okay.
We are not, we have been dealing, this was came out of a specific situation mm-hmm. with someone, and that's what this bill is about, because we believe that if you're going to have students for that long a period of time, you need to follow the rules and regulations to keep them safe. That's our job.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes me feel good, and we just found out it's the same person that sponsored the guns, too, so...
The bill is another one of those bills I just don't think is going to move, but you never know.
Okay. Just a question, since at least many of us seem to be so adamantly opposed to this teachers with guns issue, is that one that we would be comfortable coming out against as a state board?
To you.
Do you want me to make a movement?
I mean, is it
motion?
A motion, whatever. Move to make a movement.
Is it needed at this point?
Well, it's cross-filed and it hasn't died.
I think it's going to.
I don't think it's going to move. I don't. But if it's the will of the board to go on the record, that's a, you know.
It's going.
I would leave it alone. It's because it's not a dispute. I think we all agree that we would against it.
If we all agree we're against it, why wouldn't we move forward? Kind of asking the same question.
Well, you're certainly welcome to make a motion along these lines, and then we can put together a letter and send it as is appropriate.
Correct. Okay. We can still be on the record and submit it, and it'll be included as part of the bill file.
Okay, so let's see if we can draft something that gets at what you would like, Dr. Gayton, and see if we can get the board to approve of some sort of language.
Sure.
Okay, we can do that. All right, is there anything else?
Two bills I was going to ask about. The bills to alter the composition of the state board itself.
Mm-hmm.
What is their status?
They have not moved out of committee. The Senate side in committee did have a discussion on it, and that was a week or so ago. I don't believe that they've taken it back up. It was held to do some additional research, but I don't. That's all we know as of now.
And the, somebody has a bill to require the use of the California Achievement Test by Maryland. Has that got legs?
I don't know. I don't believe so.
I didn't even know it existed still.
It was
test? Maybe they're trying to resurrect
it
with a new
market. No, I know where
market.
California is, but I don't know that the California
achievement. It needs a new
market.
I think it's back.
Will
be Maryland.
But what's wrong with the Iowa test of basic skills? That's what most of us took.
New York Regents exam. Yeah. Let's go around shopping among states.
Yeah, right.
It was not, well, I will say that it was not well received by the committee during the hearing.
All right, enough.
We get it. Okay, anything else?
I have one.
Yeah.
Senate Bill 639. Mm-hmm. This bill would, as I read it, create an alternate route for teachers who are facing potential discipline or firing to avoid the local school board and take their cases to an arbitrator. Cool. And the arbitrator's decision would then be binding on the local board. And why I think this is relevant to us is in the clause after it says that the arbitrator's decision is binding, it says an individual may request judicial review by the circuit court, which to me means it cuts this board out of the process. Am I reading that correctly? And I think this bill has passed the Senate?
Correct. It has made it out of the Senate, but it has not.
That's your chips there.
I have. I know MABE has taken, put out a call to action, which they do on a small number of bills a year when they feel like there's something that,
rises to contrary to their
policy positions. And I think this certainly qualifies. I think it, I certainly oppose it. And I think this board has a real stake in what's decided. And it really has, I mean, as we talk about and think about precedent that our decisions over 20, 30, 40 years create to provide a framework for how these cases are decided, to create an alternate pathway, I think would really create some chaos, and I oppose it. So I don't know what the most effective way is for us to do it. I don't know if my colleagues agree, but
we could do the same thing. We can generate a letter quickly and see if we can get their language right that suits everybody or suits a majority. What number is this again?
Senate Bill 639.
And it has passed
passed out of the Senate. It has not passed out of the House bill has not moved. And this did happen last year that it moved out of the Senate but didn't go anywhere in the House.
Bill
again,
630?
Doesn't mean that
right.
Doesn't have legs.
You think it doesn't have legs in the
no,
House?
No, I'm saying it. That doesn't mean it doesn't have legs. Just because last year same place where we were last year doesn't mean that it won't move. It wouldn't move.
I'm sorry, a couple of us are still trying to find this.
What bill is the number?
I don't think it's in the package.
639. I didn't find
it's
it.
Tough
in the package.
It's MABE.
I'll be honest, and I'll give credit to MABE here. It only came to my radar because I'm still on the mailing list for MABE's legislative calls to action. So
it
I got
should be in the
email about it last week. So thanks, Joy and Steve and John and your team.
So this would take away the state board's authority for which type of its appeals?
For teacher disciplinary hearings for teachers. So if a superintendent recommends that a teacher be disciplined or fired, normally the teacher has the opportunity to request a hearing before the board. They have 10 days to make that request. This also provides them the opportunity within 10 days to request a hearing before an arbitrator. And if the employee requests that, then it goes to an arbitrator. The arbitrator then hears the case, makes a recommendation. It says his recommendation is binding on the local board. That's the language that it uses. And then that is appealable to the circuit court. So it essentially cuts out the local school board and cuts out the state school board. Again, if I'm reading it correctly, which I think I am.
Yes.
Well, A, that should be in the packet, and B, we should oppose it.
I agree. I think to have those decisions made without any education policymaker overseeing it at the local or the state level, I think I just don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, so could you please send us a synopsis of this bill just to
Absolutely.
Make sure we're on the same page?
I'll add it to the list.
And then begin drafting a letter of opposition because if it's already passed one house, I'd rather.
Right, it'll have a hearing, probably next week.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'd like to make sure if the board agrees to language that we oppose it and have a letter doing so. Okay, good. Thank you, Dr. Hardings.
Sure.
All right, if there's not anything else, I think we can move on. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thank you.